In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I heard news this week that a young woman whom I've known for a number of years was in the ICU because of what the family called, quote, a major medical episode. My sister, who is much closer with friends of this young woman, said that at barely 20 years of age, with a wonderful mother and father, brothers and sisters, a fiance, and a marriage on the horizon, she was found in her home having attempted suicide by hanging. Just yesterday, the media reported that an accused pedophile was found dead in his Manhattan jail cell, having died apparently by suicide by hanging. For this young woman, her social circle prays and raises money for her family. $20,000 was raised in just a couple of days. But for this 66-year-old man, the nation smiles and chalks it up to some kind of political plan. But both of them had one thing in common. Both of them were in the desert. One of them by his own doing, and for that young woman, it was by the doing of the evil one. But both of them were in the desert. And the desert, when you are there, can be a deadly place. The desert is full of barrenness and little rainfall, and high temperatures. Sometimes rocky and sometimes sandy, the desert is the kind of place where living conditions for all forms of life, especially human life, living conditions are hostile for all forms of life. It takes a lot to get where those two got, that young woman and that 66-year-old man. But if we took a survey this morning of everyone here, a blind, anonymous survey, I'm guessing there are more of us who would say that we are in the desert of life, the desert of our spiritual life. There are more of us who would say that than those who would not. It doesn't mean you are where these two are, but it does mean that life right now is hostile to spiritual growth. And that is a scary thing to acknowledge. It's scary because life, true life, the life that God created for all of us, that kind of life cannot survive in the desert. That kind of life cannot survive with dry prayers and parched souls. A life that is barren of love and hope and joy and peace. But that is precisely the kind of life, a life in the desert, that Jesus encounters in the gospel for today. You just heard it read by Father Seraphim. His disciples came to him saying, "This is a desert. This is a deserted place. And the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." The disciples want to leave the people who are in the desert just where they are. Let them find their own way and their own food, Jesus. And let's get the heck out of here. But Jesus does his best work in the harshest conditions. You've only got 5 loaves and 2 fish. No problem. Bring them here to me. Bring them here to me. Jesus, you see, is paradise in the flesh. Jesus is Eden in a body. He is all that God wants for us in a single person. And when things are brought to Jesus, and when he gives them his touch, things are changed not just for a moment, but things are changed forever. And that, dear brothers and sisters, is what he offers to all of us today. To come to him, or better yet, to be brought to him, so that he might change us and heal us and give us the kind of refreshment that we need in this life. The kind of refreshment that you and I need deep down in our souls, because this life is a deserted place. If this morning you feel that you are in a dry place spiritually, if you feel this morning that you just can't seem to find your way forward, that you're looking for some kind of spur to get you going, take heart, because there is life beyond the desert, and that life is Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.